Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're taking a second look at Psalm 133, verse 1. The previous podcast covered some aspects of it, but I think there's a bit more to dig out of it today. It reads, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." Now, as we discussed in the previous podcast, God is all about community. Has been since the Genesis itself, since the creation. Adam and Eve and all that. And this verse shows us how important it is to God that we have unity in our relationships. And indeed, we know that that only really works when we stick around. It's only the devoted to relationships who mature in relationships. I mean, think about Jesus. Jesus had 12 disciples. That's enough for community. It wasn't one or two. 12 is a bunch of people who sometimes got on, and if you read your Gospels, sometimes didn't. They had arguments and disputes, and Jesus had to sort it out and to teach and train them how to sort it out so they could help others sort it out. The early church, 120 at the beginning. And then what are they like? Well, they're all together in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, being a community. Acts 5, verse 12. The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. All the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. All of them. That was a lot. 3,000 were baptized in Acts chapter 2. So by Acts 5, that's an awful lot of people to meet together. They loved being together. The rest of the New Testament shows us that we are meant to be a community. Indeed, we're meant to love our neighbour as ourselves. We can't do that unless we're in community. Matthew 28, 34 to 40. And indeed, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Not give up meeting together implies that they must have been struggling with that. Some are in the habit of it. But let us encourage one another. That only works when we are devoted to one another in community. You see, in the church, we are not called to an intellectual agreement that we are brothers and sisters, but we are called to live life together. In fact, this verse says, Psalm 133, verse 1, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." That's an image, of course, much more familiar to the society contemporary to the writer of the psalm than us, perhaps. In those days, extended families were a model for the spiritual community. Although we try and avoid disunity, I think sometimes we avoid one another in an attempt to avoid disunity, when actually it's coming together to experience the friction that would ultimately lead to true unity and community. It does say here how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. The "when" in this verse recognizes that harmony is not always present in the community of God's people. Think about Cain and Abel, Joseph and his brothers, Miriam and Aaron and Moses, David and his brothers, Jesus and his brothers. There's an awful lot of sibling rivalry in the Bible. What that means and shows us is that a church needs to devote, and individual disciples need to devote, serious energy to helping one another get along. It doesn't just happen. It is easier to avoid one another, but that is not church. Church is not an institution with functions, but a family with relationships. It reminds us of Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. "Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose." Difficult, if not impossible, without the Spirit of Jesus Christ. But for us who have that Spirit, then we can develop this unity that brings God glory and joy. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. And if you could go over to iTunes and give us a star or two and a review, I'd be very grateful for these podcasts. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.